KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
17 degrees in Atlantic under a clear to partly cloudy sky. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high near 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. A spokesperson for the Iowa Department of Revenue says a potential phone scam that has been used to target Iowans through other organizations could now be using the Department of Revenue as well. Victoria Daniels says a taxpayer reported the scam.
He had received an automated call, and the caller ID displayed 515-281-3114, which is our taxpayer service number. And it's published. It's not a secret, but it is our number. So he picked up the phone, and it was an automated, some kind of recording telling him that he had a refund from the Iowa Department of Revenue.
She says the recording asked the person if he wanted to deposit the refund in an established account or wanted to donate it to an animal charity organization. Daniel says the man had already received his refund, so he knew the call was not real.
It is just incredible how many people and how many ways try to get a fraudulent refund and profit. At the expense of real people.
A similar scam has been reported by other organizations where the scammers spoof their phone number to fool people into giving them personal information so they can steal from them. Daniels wants to warn Iowans about this scam.
First of all, we will not call you to tell you you have a refund. Second of all, we would not call using an automated system with one exception, and that is if you owe us some money and that money is collectible, you may receive automated calls from our collection center.
She says if you receive a scam call, you should report it.
They can call us and we'll ask them for some information. They can also contact the Iowa Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division to report the fraud.
And she said you should not provide any personal information over the phone. Police in Council Bluffs are warning the public about another banking-related scam. Officials say a resident of the city received a telephone call from someone saying they wanted to talk to the head of the household. The caller wanted information about the victim's bank and potential victim's experience the last time they went to the bank. Again, you should never give your personal information to someone who requests your banking information and stay alert to these types of phone calls. On Monday, many people received text messages from a business purporting to be Wells Fargo, saying the recipient's debit or check cashing card had been suspended and the individual should click on a website to get more information. Other banks also mentioned in the similar text messages, and that too was a scam to get your personal information. In some cases, the people who received the message didn't have an account with the bank in question, and if a text message, email, or phone call seems suspicious, it probably is. We're getting press releases and other information about crimes and incidents from the Clarinda Police Department has come to an end. In a note to the media and the public Tuesday morning, Police Chief Keith Brothers said that as effective at 3 p.m. Tuesday, the records office of the Clarinda Police Department had closed and would cease normal operations until further notice and would not be staffed by an administrative assistant or records clerk to the police chief. Brothers said the department has had an administrative assistant records clerk to the police chief since November of 1976. Either in a full-time or part-time capacity, and the position have served the police department and chief well. The department's ability to maintain accurate records and disseminate reports in a timely manner, he said, would most certainly be negatively affected. The chief said he accepts, quote, total responsibility and accountability for the problems that will result, as I have been forewarned of in my recent consultations with the Iowa Police Chiefs Association concerning administrative assistant or records clerks and their importance to departments of our size and population served. A 37-year-old man from Des Moines was arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. The Creston police said 37-year-old Gerald Lynn Lawrence Jr. was wanted on two Union County warrants for failure to appear in court. Lawrence remained held in the jail without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. And the City Council in Atlantic is set to hold public hearings this evening on the fiscal year 2016 budget, fiscal year 2016 capital improvement plan, and the 2015 sewer rehabilitation project, along with an amendment to the urban renewal plan for the southeast urban renewal area. The hearings will take place during the council's regular meeting that begins at 5:30 at City Hall. Interim City Administrator John Lund reports Sontag Development LLC is seeking $360,000 in tax increment finance, or TIF funds, to help with the infrastructure improvements and other related costs for the proposed $3 to $4 million project, which would feature 28-unit multifamily housing complex on property situated between East 19th and East 22nd Streets near the Sundance Apartments in Atlantic and in an urban renewal area. The funds would be paid in increments as portions of the project are completed. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee, according to Lund, thoroughly reviewed the request and made a recommendation for passage to the City Council. In other business, the council is expected to officially appoint Jamie Arnold with the Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein Law Firm as city attorney. Arnold was to have been appointed on December 3rd, but he had not received his paperwork to practice law from Iowa. That paperwork finally came through on February 26th. And the Atlantic City Council will act on a resolution tonight appointing John Lund as the city administrator. The title will become official on March 29th. Lund's salary will be adjusted accordingly to $75,000 per year. The council held a job evaluation for Lund during a closed session on February 18th and concluded he was qualified for the position. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.